Who do you picture when you think of an auto technician? The auto repair and maintenance trades have long been male-dominated industries, but a garage in Phoenix is trying to change that. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young paid the shop a visit.
At the Girl Gang Garage in Phoenix, in the middle of the shop, there's a 1961 Volvo PV544. It's a funky little car with a curvy, cartoonish design, but it doesn't look like much of anything right now. It's stripped down to bare metal in the early stages of a complete restoration. Jenna Warnicki is working on smoothing out the surfaces around the passenger side door. She hasn't done much body work like this before, but she's a former salon owner and nail technician, so the filing tools she's using feel surprisingly familiar.
If it needs to be smooth, I'll find the way to make that happen.
Warnicki traveled all the way from Seattle for the chance to train in the Girl Gang Garage. She's been going to school to learn to be an automotive technician, but says this experience has been more welcoming than other shops she's worked in.
So there's a lot of skill building that we might almost be intimidated to ask, and we can do all those things here more readily.
And that female-friendly atmosphere is exactly the point, says Bogie Latiner, one of the garage's founders.
For most technicians working in the field, we've never met or worked with another person like us.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports women made up less than 10% of automotive repair or maintenance workers in 2020. Some industries have pushed for more gender equity over the past few decades, but Latiner says auto trades still aren't doing much to reach out to girls and young women.
The average Jane Doe is not getting the opportunity to pick up a plasma cutter or a welder or a wrench and see if it's something that they'd enjoy.
Latiner says as a girl, she didn't get many of those chances either. But still, she developed a fascination with Volkswagen bugs. She wanted to learn all about them.
And the only time women showed up in Volkswagen magazines at the time was when they were wearing high heels and bikinis.
But she says being discouraged from pursuing this career path made her want to do it even more. She went to college with plans of becoming a lawyer, but eventually came to Arizona to get automotive training at the Universal Technical Institute. She started working in the industry and even became a host of the TV show All Girls Garage.
Strut tower in from up top, and then we'll be able to wrestle this strut out relatively easily.
Then in 2017, Latiner came up with an idea for a project. She wanted to lead a team of women on the full restoration of a 1957 Chevy Montage pickup.
And it was initially thought of that it was going to be a one-time thing, and then it became very apparent that there was a lot of interest.
90 women from 23 states around the country took part in that restoration. Many had never worked on cars before. Among them was Shonda Williams. Her background was in design and marketing, but she got so hooked she wanted to go into business with Latiner.
I was like, this is an invaluable thing to me to be able to have this type of experience. How can I work with Bogie to kind of make this available to as many women as possible.
Now, Latiner and Williams have been offering women car restoration opportunities and low-cost classes at the Girl Gang Garage for 3 years. 12-year-old Monet Herchistra comes to the garage with her mom Marcy every week. She says both her parents are into cars, and now she is too.
So I always kind of grew up around it. The interest hadn't really hit me until I was a lot older, like 11.
She says working with the equipment can be difficult and frustrating sometimes, but her mom says the challenge is what keeps them coming back.
To see that be such a positive thing for her and her to take such ownership of the stuff that she's doing and to watch her grow is probably more rewarding for me than being able to be a part of it myself.
And as for that 1961 Volvo PV544, teams of women like Marcy and Monet and Jana will keep coming through the garage to put it back together, get it running, paint it, and eventually the Girl Gang Garage will tour it around to car shows. But Latiner says showing off the finished cars is just a bonus.
What it's really about is the process and the connections and the community.
All that and the chance to bring a few more women into the industry. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And Catherine will be joining us over the next several weeks with some original stories like this one. You are listening to the show.